summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool.
Welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment. Right here on KPHX 1480 AM, we are live in Phoenix, Arizona. I am Joseph J. Erdo, and joining us finally is Greg Isaac.
I'm here.
Finally, because you had to be here because we got Doris Markovic coming in studio in about
I actually get to meet her personally.
You get to meet Doris Markovic, civil rights attorney. She will be joining us live in studio in just about an hour. So if you're not by Periscope now, you're going to want to get to Periscope immediately, not only because of Doris Markovic, but also because we've got a great guest here in studio, Dana Humphrey, the pet lady, joining us in studio. You can ask questions on Periscope, and you can also give us a call at 602-252-1480. Again, that's 602-252-1480. So tell us a little bit about Blog Paws.
Sure. Well, Blog Paws is the eighth Blog Paws, and it's a convention where pet bloggers from all around the country get together to learn about tips and tricks on monetizing their blog, making their blog better, learning about SEO, learning about lots of different website tricks. So there's all kinds of bloggers. There's ferret, there's rat, there's cat, there's dog. Last night there was a big Cat Writers Association awards banquet. Tonight there's another party. And it's just a lot of fun. Every year they pick a different city. So last year was Nashville. This year we're here in Phoenix. And out at the Wild Horse Sheraton, which is amazing. They have a 110-foot water slide, which I've gone on many times. I'm very excited about that. And the property itself is very cool. And there's, there's boats out there and there's a pool and it's just really great.
Oh, great. Now, I know that Gracie is watching a Periscope right now. I can't hear. Let me switch this around. And because I know that Gracie has a chicken. So, okay. So
her and frozen
in New York
meat.
City, in New York City, chickens just got approved. That you can have two chickens living on your balcony.
Really?
Okay, yep. Wow.
New legislation.
Wow. Okay, so Gracie or anyone else that has any questions about any pets at all, but Gracie, I know that you have chickens. If you have any questions about chickens, let us know, because we've got Dana Humphrey in studio, the pet lady, and she's, I'm sure you're aware of chickens.
Oh, yeah, chickens make great pets. Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot of new fashions now for chickens. I've seen chicken bras and the chicken dresses. There's two chickens that I know. Their names are Lady Gaga and Beyonce, and they do a lot of pet fashion shows, and they get along with other animals too.
Excellent. Okay, so then Gracie's asking, what can they not eat? And this is an important question because, even with my duck Frozen, I like to give him pretty much anything that I'm eating. He eats turkey, even, which is, a little bit weird, but he needs to eat whatever I'm eating. And I know there's certain things like avocado and chocolate, but what other things can you not give a chicken?
I definitely would ask your vet about that one.
Okay.
About what to feed the chicken. I think they have a little bit more limited diet. I don't think you want to give them everything.
Okay.
But I do know that chickens do really well going around in strollers.
Okay. All right. There you have it, Gracie. You've got to get yourself a stroller and a chicken bra.
Yep.
And describe a chicken bra is basically just an outfit for a chicken, right?
Yes.
To cover covers.
Doesn't have like extra padding or anything.
And I think
they
like wearing it. I think it's somehow like comforting to them. Hmm. Yeah, I think it's like there's multiple purposes, not just only fashion forward. I think there's also some function there too.
Fascinating.
Yeah,
fascinating.
To give them some support.
Yeah, and so again, 602-252-1480, or join us on Periscope, and you can ask Dana Humphrey the pet lady questions. She's live here in studio from New York. Describe what you do when you're not in Phoenix. What is the pet lady?
Well, I travel all around the country going to different pet shows and talking to people about their pets. I do a lot of TV segments talking about 4th of July pet safety tips and different pet tips for pet owners. So no day is the same. Mm-hmm. I'll be heading to Vegas in a couple of weeks for a big trade show called Super Zoo. I was just in Germany in May for a big pet trade show called Inner Zoo.
Wow.
So there's a lot going on.
Wow. And someone says, I want a white tiger. They're pretty. I don't think you can own a white tiger. Do you know much about exotic animals?
A white tiger is not going to be a pet that you can have.
And
depending on which county you live in, there are different restrictions on what type of cats you can have.
Really?
So you definitely want to check that out. Exotic cats are becoming a lot more popular, and there are certain strains, if you will, that you can have that are kind of more bigger, wild, exotic cats that are legal, can be trained. But they have to be three generations down the line of... domesticated. So a white tiger is not going to be that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I know when I was growing up, I always wanted a, they're saying, but they're cute, especially the baby, the cubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would, get a picture.
Yeah.
And frame it, put it in your house.
Are there any breeds of cats that you would recommend for, that we can have that might replicate that cuteness?
Savannah cats are really cool. They kind of look like jaguars. I mean, and they're really long. I mean, they're big cats. I know there's types of lynx that
okay.
people have been domesticating as pets. Again, they crossbreed them with something else to make them tamer and safer for the home. So, you could check out Savannahs, lynx. There's two cat associations that you could look at too. TICA, which is the International Cat Association. Their website's tica.org, or you could check out CFA, the Cat Fanciers Association, and they have all the details on every kind of breed of cat, the do's and the don'ts, breeder information, how you can find the different type of special cats, and learn more about each breed.
Excellent, excellent. And again, 602-252-1480. We're speaking with the pet lady here on KPHX 1480 AM, Breakthrough Entertainment, Dana Humphrey. And so before we go any further, do you have any questions about a pet?
Well, because I missed the beginning,
okay.
So I don't, I might be rehashing stuff. What's your favorite type of pet, Dana? And do you come to Phoenix a lot? So you are from New York.
I love coming to Phoenix. Okay. Yeah,
I do. Even this time of year?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I like this dry heat. In New York, we have too much humidity going on.
Okay.
I'm always happy to come down to Phoenix. And I have some friends who live here, and I always have a nice time. Mm-hmm. And hiking Camelback Mountain.
Yeah.
I love doing that. So I'm down with Phoenix. I'm a dog person, for
okay.
sure. Definitely dog person. I love smushed face dogs, pugs, Frenchies.
Yeah.
If I see a pug or a Frenchie in my path, I'm definitely stopping them, and they're going to get greeted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then someone on Periscope says that they agree they're a dog person as well.
Yeah,
yeah, and I know my dad loves Rottweilers.
He does.
Yeah, he loves Rottweilers.
Oh,
and
okay.
stuff like that.
That's a lot of hair to
yeah.
be out here. That's
yeah.
that's a big dog to have having this heat. You got to keep them cool for sure. Give them mm-hmm. lots of ice cubes and keep them in the AC.
Oh yeah, yeah. And we were talking earlier, Greg. We were talking about how hot it is and how it's important to keep the pets cool
inside.
And stuff like
yeah,
that. It was very sad because I don't know what happened last week at Christown Spectrum Mall. I don't know if you know where that is in Phoenix. There was an emergency vehicle that said Humane Society emergency mm. response or something, mm-hmm. and I know it was very hot that day, so I
yeah.
don't know if something had happened, but it was I couldn't get out of there fast enough because it was very disturbing whatever
yeah.
was happening.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that you keep your pets safe this time of the year.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, all the stuff that you hear about on the news, and then hearing that firsthand from you, Joseph, it's just terrible. I mean, when you see that, and if you're ever in a parking lot by a car and you do see an animal in there, you gotta call someone.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
No, that's a huge no-no. I mean, mm-hmm. A friend of mine who lives here was just telling me that she cooked a roast in her trunk last
man.
Week.
Yeah.
It got so, because in the car it gets so much hotter than it is outside.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like putting your pet in an oven. Like, come on, like we're just not.
I scramble my eggs on
that,
the sidewalk.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
So yeah, don't be taking your pets in the cars, especially if you're going to be stopping for any reason.
Yes, and I do want to comment on to one of our Periscope viewers that no, you probably cannot crossbreed a white tiger with a cat because it just it probably would not be a very it wouldn't be pretty. Yeah. Just wouldn't happen. But
I wonder what that would look like.
I don't know. Yeah. But so
if you are traveling and driving around, I do recommend having the buddy system so that it's not just you and your dog. You always want to have a buddy so that plan ahead. If you're gonna if you're gonna be driving for a couple hours, you're gonna need to go to the bathroom. You're gonna need to be maybe get a coffee or a water or take a little rest break. So you never want to have your pet in the car by themselves. So you always want to have a buddy travel together, and it makes it more fun.
Definitely. And I know that someone, a friend of mine, was traveling to their summer cabin, and they said that they put their cat in a kennel, and the cat loved it. I mean, I was surprised that the cat, most of the time, I can't get my cat to go in a cage. Mm-hmm. But what is it with different cats and different animals and different behaviors?
I mean, you got to overcome the carrier barrier. Mm-hmm. A lot of cats do not like going in their carriers, and some dogs too. It's all about positive association. So if the cat only goes in the carrier twice in its life, and that's to go to the vet, they're not going to like the carrier, right? They're going to associate that with bright lights, scary things, metal objects, sterile environment. So if you kind of have the carrier out, that would be my recommendation. Have it out and about and just have it open for them to, take naps in, so they get used to it and they don't think it's a scary thing. They think oh, cool, this is my little nap zone. Then they're not going to be so scared when you're like, okay, get in there, let's go. Okay. Or, do some practice trips. If your pets are scared of the car, maybe just have the pet go in their carrier, bring them in the car and just sit with them in the car for 5 minutes. And then take them out. And then the next time, maybe next week, try it again, do 10 minutes. So they slowly kind of warm up to it and they learn okay, it's not as scary as I think it's going to be. So they kind of get used to it.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of that, with animals, how you see with service dogs and stuff, you go into public places. But for non-service dogs, are laws more lenient now? Maybe it's different in New York than Arizona, but it seems more and more, I'll see some dogs around even in the grocery store and stuff, which is great. And are we seeing more of that?
Absolutely, yeah. More and more people are getting pets. More and more millennials are getting cats. Pet ownership across the country is going up. So we're going to see more animals, and it's becoming, they're becoming more of the family member. They're not so much like in the backyard. What people are doing, it used to be that people would, meet, get married, have kids, and get pets. Now they're moving in together, getting pets, then getting married, then having the kids.
Yeah.
So, we're living in different times. And, just yesterday I was in the spa at the hotel I'm at, and there was a big white husky in there. And I was like, oh, this is so cool, The dog's allowed in the spa. Like, why not? He's
getting
not causing
massage,
any trouble.
All that good stuff.
Yeah, he was just hanging out. So, I think we're going to see more of that. And I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. Now, again, if anyone has any questions for the Pet Lady, 602-252-1480, or join us on Periscope. Just do a search for Breakthrough Entertainment. It's at BreakTHR Sports. We just have time for, let's see what time that is. Just time for another few questions for the Pet Lady. Of course, Dana Humphrey, thank you so much for joining us in studio, by the way.
Absolutely.
Taking the time while
this
here in
great.
Phoenix. And now, along the same lines as what the carrier, cats and water. I love a fresh smelling cat. Especially, Frozen, my pet duck, won't cuddle with me as much as he used to, so he has to sleep in his crib. But so I do have a Cabbage Patch Kids crib. It's okay.
Oh, that's adorable.
It's good. Yeah, it's adorable.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. You can watch this on Periscope as well, by the way.
You got pictures and stuff?
Oh, yeah,
with the video?
We Periscope together. Musical.ly and stuff. Yeah. We'll talk about it off the air.
Okay. Yeah.
So you're next. My cat likes to sleep with me, and she cuddles. But there's the litter situation, and just getting into anything because anything. Cats love the cobwebs, whatever she wants to find. Right?
Mm-hmm.
She's an indoor cat, but she wants to stay in I want to make sure that she's as fresh smelling as possible, but she hates water.
Yeah.
She hates baths.
Yeah, it can be hard to give your cat a bath if they're not into it. There are some cats love it, but it's rare. But there are, you know, there are some pet wipes that can be a good option. You know, just like there's wipes for us, you can wipe your body, wipe your face. There's pet wipes, and you can kind of, you know, it's not so much water, just kind of, you know, wipe them down. But cats actually do a really good job cleaning themselves. I mean, they lick themselves, they clean up after themselves, they're actually pretty clean. If you do notice that your cat, you know, maybe has some cobwebs going on, you could try the pet wipe and kind of keep her nice and fresh.
Okay. All right. And so in terms of litter as well, because I know I've been trying different litters, and because there's a clay litter, but that often makes a lot of dust and smells. So I've been trying the fresher litter. What litter do you think works the best for cats? It's been a very cat-centric segment.
I mean, there's a lot of different kinds of litter. I mean, I think whatever works for you. You know, I think something that clumps easily, you know, usually works pretty well. You want to make sure you have at least, you know, one litter box in your house per cat.
Okay.
So if you have two cats, you definitely want to have at least two litter boxes. That's going to help with spraying issues or territory issues or, you know, helping with the dust factor. It could also be that you need to get a bigger litter box if they're kind of kicking up or making some, you know, debris around the litter box. You might just want to get a little bit of a bigger one. That could help.
Okay. All right.
So in that case with cats, and I know you had a situation with your next and a family member cat that she had. When they live together, is it more likely that they get into little scuffles than maybe two dogs that live together, or does it just kind of depend on...
It's just like us. You put two people in a room, they might like hit it off right away and be best friends, or they might really not like each other, or somewhere in between.
Your next loves Frozen, but Frozen does not like your next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that happens too.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. The, you know, cat with a bird, the cat's completely fine with it, but the bird,
really?
You know, the duck does not like it.
Feeling is not mutual.
No, definitely not. And so again, just a few more moments in this segment, so 602-252-1480 if anyone wants to call in or join us on Periscope and ask your questions. So I will give a comment to our Periscope viewers. If you have any final questions for our guest Dana Humphrey, the pet lady, or if you want to share the broadcast to your followers, if you think that they might benefit from Dana's advice, please do so, because we just have a few more minutes in this segment. So while you do that, I am going to ask Dana about some movies that are coming out that involve animals. Of course, probably the big one is The Secret Life of Pets.
The Secret Life of Pets. I can't wait.
Yes? So you haven't seen it yet, then, I assume?
I haven't seen it. Okay. I'm definitely going to see it soon. That looks fantastic.
Yes?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Of course.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. But I know they've got a big event going on today at PetSmart on behalf of that. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And so my friends, we'll go back to the movies in a minute, but my friend's cat hates me, and every time I walk around, it will claw at my feet. So is that just a stranger thing, you think?
Smell.
you never know what the cat's background is. If the cat was adopted, if there was some kind of, you know, maybe there was some abuse in his background. Sometimes it can be any pet that has had a rough past usually doesn't like hats.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're wearing a baseball hat or you're wearing some kind of hat, you could try taking that off.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's something about you that the cat's not going for. You could ask your friend to, you know, maybe have the cat in a room somewhere, maybe in the bathroom and in the bedroom, just in a separate zone, so they don't immediately come and attack you or come and scratch you. Just by you being in the home and them being locked in the bedroom or put in the bedroom, the cat's able to smell your vibe, and so you give them an hour to kind of get used to you being there, and then you open the door and see, you know, maybe it'll be more of a gentle approach.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Excellent advice. And so another movie that is coming out soon is Wiener Dog. Mm. I don't know if you've heard much about that. It's Todd Solondz's movie. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I haven't seen that one either, but that should be a good one.
Yeah. I've heard that it's a little less about the dog than it is the people, and the ending isn't quite as happy, but
it's terrible.
But that's another movie to look forward to. Yeah. And then I know there's The Dog Lover that comes out in a few weeks as well. I think the same weekend as The Secret Life of Pets, about someone who volunteers for an agency that is supposed to help animals, and then she finds out that there's might be some bad things behind the scenes, even in that agency.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lots of different pet movies. What is your favorite pet movie?
Oh, I love Milo and Otis. Okay, classic.
Me too, yeah. I love Milo and Otis, and I love my dog Skip. I think that's my favorite.
That's pretty good. Remember Homeward Bound?
Oh, yes. Homeward Bound's a real good one, too.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Well, also, you mentioned PetSmart. I mean, PetSmart is affiliated with Blog Paws.
Okay.
So it's been a lot of fun. A lot of the bloggers here at Blog Paws are doing different campaigns working with PetSmart. We did a big promotion with a non-rawhide bone called Smart Bones, and that's a great option to give your dog that has, you know, no rawhide, but it has all the benefits of keeping your pet busy. So if you're going out for the day, you can leave your dog with a bone, give him something to chew on, keep him busy, and, you know, none of the bad side effects of rawhide. So excellent. Another option to check out.
Excellent. Well, you know, we'll bring this segment to the close in just a few moments, but if someone hasn't gotten their question answered, if they didn't join us on Periscope or give us a call, again, thank you to Bobby and Lady J and all of our wonderful viewers, Gracie, Destiny, thank you very much for asking your questions. But if someone still has a question, how can they find you?
They can visit me at thepetlady.net.
Thepetlady.net. And yep. you're on social media as well, right?
Absolutely. You can find me on Twitter at PetLadyWorld or on Instagram at Dana K. Humphrey or on Facebook, Dana Humphrey, the Pet Lady.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, again, Dana Humphrey, the Pet Lady, thank you so much for joining us here in studio. Best of luck with Blog Paws. And where are you on to next? After Phoenix.
Let's see. Next up, I'm actually going scuba diving in Bonaire.
Wow.
So I'm going to go check out the big fishies.
Oh, that's nice. Great.
Lots of fun. Okay, well, can we end the show early? We'll head out to there, too?
Let's do it.
All right, excellent. All right.
Yeah, and then we're going to Vegas to that convention or the thing that's going on.
Yeah, come on down
soon.
To Vegas. Yeah,
absolutely.
Of course, we celebrated Finding Nemo last week. So.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that one.
Yeah, yeah. But again, so thank you so much for joining us. And so our engineer, go ahead and start playing our music into our break. Of course, Summer Song, Chad and Jeremy.
Oh, that's nice.
This makes it sound so much nicer than what we got here in Phoenix this weekend.
It does. Yeah. And it feels a lot cooler just because of that.
Yes.
It does. To the music.
It does. Let's see. Laughing all of our cares away.
Right?
Just you and I.
Oh.
All right.
Well, thank you, Joseph.
No, not you. our Periscope viewers.
I think that was for Frozen.
Yeah. Well, again, you can check me out on Musical.ly. Are you on Musical.ly?
No.
You've got to get Musical.ly.
How do I get on?
I'll tell you during our break.
So I've never even heard of it.
It's lots of fun. I'll tell our listeners after the break as well. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on KPHX 1480 AM. I am Joseph J. Erdo alongside Greg Isaac, and we'll be right back with some more movie chatter. Must fall, but don't you know that it hurts me so to say.